talking, I understood. And you correct me now if I'm wrong. But...
One second, Mr. Martin.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Oh. Now, as I understood you this morning before we were cut off...
Yes?
A registered piece of mail addressed to me...
Yes?
Number 5947...
That's right.
...was mailed in Stockholm today.
This morning at 9 o'clock...
Now, my question is, have you seen this piece of mail personally, or is he just telling you he's done this?
I have seen this mail personally.
Right.
And it is written to Air Force Captain, by Air Force Captain, Greg Hartness.
It's written by Captain Greg Hartness to Mrs. Hartness?
To Mrs. Hartness, yes.
Right, and it's coming out of North Vietnam.
It's coming out of Hanoi.
Out of Hanoi.
Yes.
And it's coming by way of Sweden. It was mailed from Sweden this morning.
This morning by him, yes.
And the reason for the delay was what?
He told me that it was, actually it was holidays last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it was holidays, that's why he has delayed it so much. But probably he had some other problem.
Now, is it a letter or a postal card or what is it?
It is a letter. It is an envelope, a green envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And in this envelope, there is a letter.
I see.
Yes.
Now, it's addressed to me and in care of United We Stand, or what address?
The letter, which is addressed to you, I don't know the color, actually.
Right. But it's addressed...
The letter to Mrs. Hartness is green envelope.
Right.
As for the letter addressed to you, I don't know the color.
But it's addressed in care of United We Stand, or 1300 EDS, or what address?
It is addressed to Mr. Merckx.
Right.
Registered with the number which I've got from him, 5947, 4th of May, 1970.
Very good. Now, this man who is responsible for getting this,
yes.
You say he is in position now to do more of this?
When I talked to him this morning, he gave me just this information. But due to the late changes in the politics,
mm-hmm.
which you know, this might be more difficult.
Are you speaking of the present situation?
Situation, yes.
Now, was he, or do you know if he worked on the other four names we gave, or he just selected this one?
I think he has the information for all the five.
For all five?
Yes.
But he wants to do this one first, and then...
It was just like an hors d'oeuvre for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get this, this will mean that you will be sure of his job, that it has been done well.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wants you to come here and talk with him directly.
Right. He still wants this, even though the posture has changed a bit in that area.
Well, as far as this the rest of the names are concerned, yes, which I've got from you.
Right. Right.
But, my discussion with him has been always to have a good contact so that you can build a bridge between him and Hanoi for
mm-hmm.
the rest of the people.
Right.
And I thought that this, as well as he was thinking, that this unofficially could have been done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I gave him these five names, he took the information needed for you, and to give you an example, he received this letter for Mrs. Hartness.
Right.
Which has been forwarded this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get this, you will have a good idea of what it is, because if you remember about our discussion before you left, and I do understand your feeling as well as my thoughts, and I understand your way of thinking too, you don't want to drop into an unsincere job.
True.
Right? That is why he has done this way.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason is not only that he's doing it for the beautiful eyes of mine,
mm-hmm.
or to help other people. I do believe that he's doing it to help his own himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, in what way is he wanting to help himself?
Well, economically, I understand.
Economically?
Yes, of course.
But, well, I wanted to make sure that we were thinking along the same lines.
Well, this to tell you, frankly, I always knew it. As I told you before, in my previous telephone conversation as well as my letter, this has been his main object. Always.
Right. How often does he get into Hanoi? In other words, if I were to come there, do you feel that he would be able to produce similar information to what you tell me is en route here now, that he could produce this on a more massive scale in a relatively short period of time for a remuneration to be decided?
Well, this is something which I cannot tell you exactly, but the basis of our discussion has been from the beginning on that basis with him. That is why, I mean, when you get this letter, it will give you an... first, it will reassure you, right?
Right.
And then you will take the first step. I mean, the second step, it's yours.
Right.
Now, of course, still, I don't know whether you will risk it or not, because when you have this letter, you will decide, I'm sure, to come over to Stockholm.
Right.
When you come to Stockholm, then you will completely discuss with him. I'm going to retreat from this thing, you understand?
Right. You will remove yourself and we will work directly with him.
That's right, because I don't want to involve myself too deeply in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I might get into the attention of the local people.
Right, I understand. Now, he still is involved. He is with the other party, right?
He is with the other party, yes. And he's working very near with the Swedish Red Cross. But whatever he's doing is with the knowledge of mine, yours, and himself.
And that's all?
That is all, as far as Stockholm is concerned. Now, as far as his bosses are concerned, I don't know.
Well, he probably is doing this. Do you think he is doing this with their knowledge, or...?
I do not think that he can get this information without the knowledge of some people down there.
I understand.
I think there is the acceptance of some people down there. But due to the late situation, it might be more difficult. However, I am sure that he's got the information for some other people, those names which you have given me. For the rest, this is up to you. You have to discuss it with him.
Right.
I will not be able to know at that time his actual position towards the future of these possibilities.
Was there a plane out of Stockholm today, or did this have to go to Copenhagen before becoming...
That I cannot tell you. Yes, there was. At 1 o'clock, SAS.
Yes. All right, so with a bit of luck, it should arrive in New York this evening.
Yes.
And in Dallas tomorrow, maybe.
Yes, of course. Because it has been sent express.
Yes. Express. By express, do you mean special delivery or just certified or what?
Quick sending. You know, there is one normal post and there is one express post.
Express post, which is probably the equivalent of our special delivery.
Yes, probably.
Roberto, thank you so very much. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, please call me. I will be at my office from local time, 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock in the evening, 6 p.m. local time.
Very good. Thank you so much, Roberto. Goodbye.
Martin.
Yes.
What about my economical position?
It's en route.
Is it?
It's en route.
Good, because otherwise I wanted you to send it by telex.
No, it's en route already.
Oh, good. All right.
Thank you so very much.
Welcome. And for the other thing, he has asked me not to contact him for a few days.
Not for a few days?
Yes.
What is a few days? How long?
I don't know. I mean, 5-6 days. I don't know.
But he is in Stockholm.
Still in Stockholm, yes.
If we needed to talk to him, for example, if it became urgent, we needed to speak with him...
I can get in touch with him.
You can get in touch.
Yes.
Very good.
On urgent basis, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Roberto, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Do me a favor.
What is that?
Call me if you receive the letter.
I will.
So that I also be reassured.
But you have seen this letter yourself?
Yes, I have.
Very good. Do you happen to remember the postmark, and is it postmarked in Hanoi?
No, it is an envelope. There is no stamp on it.
I see.
There is no stamp from the post office or anything else. Just a green envelope.
It is a sealed envelope.
It is a sealed envelope, yes.
Yes. Very good.
Behind this envelope, there is written the sender of this letter. And it is a hard... it looks like there is a hard thing inside. Like probably a photography or something like this.
Very good.
Okay?
Very good. Roberto, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Martin?
Hello, Roberto. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well,
I haven't received anything yet.
Well, you should receive it today at your time or tomorrow, the latest.
Right.
On the other hand, why I'm calling, it's just that I am a little bit in a difficulty, and I wondered whether you could give me some information about the way and the means you have sent the money so that I can investigate out of Stockholm.
Letter. It's by mail, direct addressed to you in care of Orlando.
I see. Okay. When was it forwarded? Last week?
It was forwarded on Friday. Straight mail.
Then I should receive it tomorrow, then.
Right.
Okay.
Sir, you should have had it today.
Well, I didn't receive it yet.
Right.
Will you please call me tomorrow and let me know when you received it?
Yes, I will. I will call you immediately.
Because I am also curious to know.
Very good. Now, do you think if the situation presents itself, Roberto, whereby I might need to come to Stockholm, say, this week, the weekend.
Please do.
Would the man be available at that time to talk?
I can prepare him.
Very good.
Please, look, can you tell me now, 100%, will you come? In this case, I can already prepare him tomorrow.
All right, let me leave it this way. Rather than say the specific date, just say as soon as the letter arrives.
Good.
And if everyone believes it to be valid and so forth, and I'm speaking about the lady involved.
Right.
I will be there within 7 days.
Good. Then I will call me tomorrow.
Very good. Okay. I will call you as soon as we receive it.
Okay, then I'll talk with him tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Roberto.
But, you see, I have to meet him tomorrow night in this case because the telephone is not good.
That I understand that, and I think you're very wise.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Now, do you have my home telephone number, Roberto?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. If you need me at any time, let me hear from you there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you now.
Good.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Sorry to bother you.
That's all right. What's the story?
The story is, you see, the reason why I'm calling you is just because I am in an economical difficulties.
Right.
I didn't get it yet.
Right. I find that they held it upstairs in the accounting office until the letter arrived, and the letter has not arrived.
Oh.
So as soon as the letter arrives, I will wire it to you. By telex.
Okay, when do you think... Do you think you can send it by telex through a bank?
Which bank? It probably would be Bank of America.
The Swedish bank will be Svenska Handelsbanken.
You're going... Spell that, please.
S-V-E-N... K.
Wait a minute. Start again. S as in Sam.
S. V like in Victor.
Yes.
V like in Evelyn.
Yes.
N like Norman.
Yes.
K like Korea.
K like Korea? Did you say K?
Yes. K like
Korea?
Ken.
Yes, okay.
A like Adam.
Yes.
Then new word, H. A.
Yes.
N.
Yes.
D.
Repeat the last.
Like in David.
Yes.
E.
Yes.
L.
Yes.
S.
Yes.
Banken.
B-A-N-K-E-N.
That's right.
Now, let me spell this back to you. I have three words. First word is Svenka, S. Sam, V. Victor, E. Edward, N. Nora, K. King, A. Adam. Second word, H. Henry, A. Adam, N. Nora, D. Dallas, E. Edward, L. Love, S. Sam. Third word, B. Boy, A. Adam, N. Nora, K. King, E. Edward, N. Nora.
Right.
Now, what is the address on that?
Well, Stockholm.
Just Stockholm.
Because the American bank, probably they have a contact directly with this bank.
Yes.
Any bank in Dallas have a contact.
Oh, yes. Well, we will deal through the Bank of America, and I'll just send a telex to you.
Right.
Now, I'm a bit concerned now why we have not received this as yet. Do you have any ideas?
Just stand by a minute.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Another call there.
Yes.
You are asking me what ideas. Well, I don't know, actually. You should receive it.
You don't know if it went... Now, you said it went express, which is fast.
Yes.
But you do not know if it was airmail special delivery or what, do you?
Well, I don't know what you mean by special delivery.
But it was airmail.
It was airmail, yes.
All right, say it missed the SAS plane on Monday at 1 p.m. your time.
Yes.
When would be the next airmail out of Stockholm?
Day.
I beg your pardon?
Day.
Monday?
Day.
I'm not hearing. You're cutting up.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday. What hour on Tuesday?
Well, same hour.
1 p.m. again.
Or otherwise... Maybe the post will send it via another station in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Like London or Frankfurt or I don't know.
I see. Well, I have been working...
Why I'm saying this is that I had a contact with the post office about my letter.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me this idea that if it didn't come through directly with a flight from New York,
mm-hmm.
come via London or another station.
I see.
Why I think it would take the same way on to the States.
Right. Now, Roberto, do you have...
Hello?
Hello, do you hear me? Hello, Roberto.
I hear you.
You do hear me?
I hear you, clear and loud.
Very good. Have you moved into a new address since your marriage, or are you at the same place?
Moved to a new address.
Would you like to give me that, please?
Now... I will contact this gentleman tonight.
Right.
For the first thing, I'll look about this receipt for the post.
Yes.
That.
Now, you may rest assured, if Roberto, you are satisfied in your mind,
yes.
In your own mind, that you see the receipt and know that it has been mailed and so forth, then proceed to set up an appointment with him for me, if you will, for next Tuesday.
That'll be the 12th.
That is correct.
12th of May.
That is correct.
And you will come on PA on the 12th.
That is correct.
Okay. Then I'll set an appointment 12th of May in the evening.
That is correct.
Park Hotel.
Right.
Want me to make a reservation to?
If you will, please.
Do that.
And make it under the name of C, the initials, C. M. Martin.
C. M. Martin.
Yes. Rather than Murphy Martin.
C. M. Martin.
Yes, C as in Charles. C. M. Martin.
Now, I would appreciate if you could do something to forward already by telex today this money, because, I mean, if you are not satisfied, let's speak openly, I will return this money to you on the 12th of May.
Right. I am satisfied. I am totally satisfied that you are satisfied with it. However, I am a bit concerned, and my people are a bit concerned, that it has not arrived as yet.
Well,
our agreement was, of course, that we would take care of expenses and so forth, and I appreciate that, and we understand, and we plan to. We are not trying to change our plan at all. We also, in our discussions, we said on performance rendered for product delivered, etc.
Right, right. I agree with you. It's just that I am just economically in a difficulty. That's why I'm pushing. Otherwise, I wouldn't mind. Whenever you come, you could clear this matter.
Right. No, I want you to get the money as quickly as possible. But by the same token, we're hopeful of having the letter. Now, if we have the letter today, and I think it is now not quite 10 a.m. in the morning in Dallas, I think that by noon we will have it, which means it will be like 7 p.m. your time. What I'm saying is that without any difficulty, you should have at your bank tomorrow, if this letter arrives today, you should have...
It's holiday.
Tomorrow is a holiday? You have a lot of holidays there, don't you?
Tomorrow, what do you call it? It's a religious holiday.
Well, your bank is closed then, right?
That is why I asked you. I mean, this is a favor I'm asking from you. If you can telex it now, I will get it in 10 minutes or half an hour. And if you are not satisfied, I will immediately on the 12th of May... We'll give it back to you here, hand it back to you. But the problem is, I'm sure that you will get this letter, because when I talked to the post office about the letter, when you said that you sent it by letter to me,
mm-hmm.
He said that from the States, it takes about 6 to 7 days, even if it is express.
Right.
He couldn't tell me how long it takes to the States, but approximately the same time, he said.
Right.
So, when I'm concerned, I am sure you will get it. There is no doubt about it. And besides this, I'm doing the reservation, and I'm asking you to come on the 12th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, I have come so far with this gentleman,
yes.
And I'm getting involved up to the neck.
I understand.
So,
However,
I will present you to him, then I'll just get lost.
Right. Now, it's 5 p.m. there now, is it not?
No, it is 4:15.
Quarter to four. I see. What time does your bank close?
Close at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. All right, we'll go to work and I'll see if I can get it to you by 6 o'clock.
Please do, because if you send it telex now from the Bank of America, I will get it here in half an hour. And you know where I'm working.
Right.
You know who I am.
Right.
Manager. I mean...
I understand.
Spoken, if I'm trying to fool you, you'll put me into trouble.
I know you're not trying to fool me.
Oh, please. You see, I am in trouble. Otherwise, economically, I have to pay some bills.
Right.
And I won't be able to be on feet again before the 15th of the month.
I understand, Roberto.
So please do whatever you can, and I will appreciate it very much. And you will... Sincerely, you can be sure, and you will see the result of what I have done.
Do you have any idea what else he is holding from the other five?
Letters.
He has letters from each of the other five?
Right. You see, what he has told me is that all prisoners in this city, or in the surroundings, or in the country... They are allowed to write letters, but the letters are not mailed. They are kept.
Mm-hmm. I see.
These five letters are actually recent letters written by these people to their families.
Right.
So he has four of them, and one he has mailed.
Uh-huh.
When you will come here, you will discuss it with him. Whatever you do and whatever understanding you come with him, because I am in the middle, I cannot give him a straight answer, and I can't give you a straight answer.
I understand, but four, we have a deal on these five alone. What we will be negotiating will be for future, is that correct?
We will be negotiating for everything.
Right, but we made a deal on these five, which I understood from you to be $300 each. Is that what he understands?
Well, yes, let's say this. I don't know exactly, because this was the sum he asked me in the beginning.
Well, now, you told me $300 each for these five, then we would negotiate the futures.
That's right.
So we're talking about $300 each for these.
Yes, that's right. But according to what he has talked with me in the beginning, let me put it this way.
Right.
When the first time I had a contact with him,
yes,
he told me I would like to have $1,500.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
So that's three. That's.
I will get into action.
Right.
When I have got your logical answer, which I already knew, but I still asked you.
Yes.
Then I went to him and I said, this is the situation. Do you want to do anything about it? Do it. If you don't, say it now. And he said, all right, I'll go and try to do everything I can. So when he came back, he said, I'm sending one letter, which he has done on Monday.
Now, Roberto, have you seen the other letters or have you seen only one?
I have seen only one.
Only one. But he tells you he also has four others.
Correct.
I understand. Well, I'd best get off the phone and get to work on your money, right?
Please do. Please do.
Very good. Now, if you hear anything further from him, you get back in touch with me today, will you?
Get in touch with you tomorrow.
Very good. That's fine.
I will be coming very late home.
Yes.
And tomorrow